Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It's going to be a speed run today because it's a day game and we have John Boy and Jake Radio coming up right after this where we will be doing the long anticipated animal draft. Jake, how are you doing?
James, I'm good. Zach, PBD is in the room for the chat. Just letting you know, we'll see you on JJR in a minute. Let's go.
The lineup today is LeMahieu is leading off. Brett Gardner in the two hole. Why, how about that? Ellsbury Gardner action. Judge in the three hole. Gallo batting cleanup and playing right field as Judge DHs. Voit at first base. Odor at third. Velasquez at short. Big game yesterday out of him. Wade gets in the game at left field, and Brantley is behind the dish day after night, explains Brantley, giving Stanton the day off after the 11 or 12-inning game, plus playing the field yesterday with Iowa tomorrow, whatever. He'll pinch hit at some point, hopefully. And then Gardner up to two. That's, you got thoughts on Gardner up to two?
He's been playing. He batted leadoff the other day, and he's been doing well for a little bit. So get over it.
And that is righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, switch hitter, lefty, righty. So it's complete balance.
Lefty.
Brantley's lefty? Oh. Sup, Brantley?
Sup, dude? Talking Yanks. Follower.
Yeah, he's a good guy, and we like him. Jake, I have a question for you. Who's pitching for the Royals? The lineup on our screen is all wrong. It's yesterday's.
They are pitching Brady Singer. I believe it's his first start coming off the IL. I think we saw Brady Singer earlier this year. So, yeah, I don't know. Right-hander, sinker baller for Kansas City. Score as many runs as he can.
Yeah, so I wonder if he's got a short leash because he's been rehabbing, and that's why they're going complete, like, switchy. His last triple A started through 57 pitches, so I'm guessing they're going to go 60, 65 pitches out of Singer. Twice through would be his best case. That's why they're going with righty-lefty.
Look heavy. For Joel Piamps to follow him out of the bullpen, but who cares about the Royals' pitching path to victory, because we're talking about the Yankees' pitching path to victory. Jimmy, you got one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You better go check out the Hall of Fame.
Check out the Hall of Fame. They've got a YouTube channel. They got a 13-part YouTube series called Hall of Fame Connections. A lot of people talking about the artifacts in the hall.
Carlos Peña.
Yeah, Lindsay.
Lindsay Barra.
Yes, Yogi's granddaughter.
Your name has to end with A. For those two people.
For those two people, yeah. And support for the series was provided by a Market New York grant through I Love New York, New York State's Division of Tourism, as part of a Regional Economic Development Council initiative. To stay up to date with the release of each episode of Hall of Fame Connections, follow the Baseball Hall of Fame social media channels, Baseball Hall, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Check it out if you're into history and the artifacts that are in the Hall of Fame and some cool connections that they make, you know, between artifacts and the histories about them. My pitching path to victory today.
We're going on a special little journey tomorrow, teaser, and we're going to watch one on the way, and then we're going to do a review on the next pregame show.
Done. My pitching path to victory today, Jake, I do believe that it's Littke for two. I believe they will then hand it over to Kerner and finally just get him usage no matter what. And then after him will be Abreu. And I think they hope that gets them six. I think they don't want to do a pitcher at one inning each this time around. I think they want to get more length out of these guys. So I do think it's going to be Littke, Kerner, Abreu, the first three, hopefully two innings out of each person. Then if it's a close game and somehow they're still in it, the bullpen should be there for them. You know, Chad's available, Britton's available. Even Clay Holmes is available. So that's my pitching path to victory.
So what's your final list?
All right, so if it's a close game, I do think it'll be those three. I'm not positive they go Kerner or Abreu first, but I think that's who they want to use after Litke. And then I do – that would give you six innings, maybe 5 point. Britton will be the closer. Chad, eighth. Laza, seventh. That's what they did last time. They used those three.
Okay, I like that. The only part I don't know is I could see them saving Kerner or Abreu for tomorrow, just in case Heendog gets in a tight spot. So you do have Wandy ready to go. You do have Clay Holmes ready to go. So in my head, I think you do save Abreu or Kerner for tomorrow. I don't know which one. At some point, you have to use Brody Kerner, or maybe they don't.
That's what I'm saying. At some point, they don't. They've kept his roster spot. They almost have to use him just to clap for themselves for keeping his spot. Otherwise, he's been a waste of a roster spot for a week and a half now, it seems.
If you can get two from Litke slash maybe a 2-1 if you get another lefty or something, Albert Abreu, you can sneak up to 5. Wandy Peralta, you're up to 6. And then you're into good bullpen slash Clay Holmes. So
yeah, I had them saving Wandy after the Heendog since they liked him in the closer role and they liked him in the extra inning role. So I think they have him a little bit above the Kern dog there in the Field of Dream game. So, but yeah, I'm not opposed to either. That's my pitching path to victory. We didn't do what to watch for. I'd like to watch, Gardner in the two hole
Gardy. That's a great pick. I'm circling Joey Gallo. People are starting to get hot on the Gal dog. That
big slider was nasty.
That big home run. The juice from that is starting to wear off. People are getting caught up in the strikeouts now. Joey Gallo, it's about time to have a great day. And by the way, I like Gallo's at bat. He swings more than I expected. Like, a lot of foul balls recently. So I don't know if that's – we're still new to him, so I don't know what the full picture looks like. But he's not one of those low batting average guys that you just – there's been times on this Yankees team where we see guys just take a bunch of pitches and we're like, ah! Like, he's swinging up there. So, yeah. Let's barrel a couple today, JoJo.
Let's.
Pal Joey. 2, 3, 4. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Jimmy gets to pick 2. Jake gets 2-2. Zach is the commissioner of it all.
Pretty fucked up, Higgy Homers, as soon as Zach comes back to the show.
Yeah, I mean, that's obvious. ATO.
He wasn't allowed to be picked anyway, so.
That's the fuck.
Doesn't change anything.
You hog him.
You are Higgy.
Okay.
Maybe when Zach's not producing, we are allowed to pick Higgy. Anyway, you get first pick.
Jim, I think I'm doing a classic case of stuff here.
You cannot take Gardner, Gallo, Stanton, or Voit.
I think I'm taking your yesterday picks. I think I'm a Judge Rugi guy.
It's good picks.
Yeah.
Out of what's left for you, that's great picks. Also, it's good because it doesn't take any more off the board for me.
Took them
yesterday. So you kind of leave me open here, and I like that. So I haven't taken Gallo yet, so I will be taking Gallo. And then I actually have to figure out who else.
You're taking Voit.
And I haven't taken Voit. Okay, so I'm taking Gallo and Voit. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
We both played the game well with 0 homers so far.
Ooshkaba. The over-under today is
10.5 again or 11.
Open day singer.
Oh, 10.5. I just saw it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Just dropped to 10, says BBD. Wow, kind of calling out producer Zach. Has BBD been running that John Boy Jake radio account? Because that's been getting hostile lately.
Oh, whoever's been running that is rude.
They got problems. They got stuff they need to get off their chest.
I appreciate them having our back, but they need to understand that this show is also the two of us.
Right.
No, that guy just doesn't get it also for the sake of being nice to Zach. I am the one that made this graphic. Okay. So
BBD and Zach coming live from their apartment they live in together.
Are we kiss?
You going over or under? Those early innings are going to be tricky today, huh?
Yeah,
those can be 0 runs pretty easily, or those can be 5.
Even if the early innings go big, I think there's such a getaway feeling to this game. There's like it's if it's like, you know, 5-3 after 2 innings, I think.
Oh, it's the over.
Oh, it's the over. I'm taking the over. Whatever happened to Jake, I am agreeing with it.
The Royals have like no bullpen left, literally.
What happened?
They've used them.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I thought it was like a the leftover situation.
I think they used two guys 3 days in a row yesterday to try to get the win because they're the Royals. Yeah. They've used Wade Davis 3 days in a row, Barlow 3 days in a row, Stamont's on a back-to-back, Holland emptied the tank on Monday. Like, Irvin Santana might be in this game.
Wow. Do you have a premonition? Is that your premonition, that Irvin Santana's in the game?
Yeah.
My premonition is that Stanton takes him deep.
Wow. Pinch hit.
Yeah, it's a pitch, a tick-for-tack situation.
Okay.
Everyone's like, this doesn't need to happen. Like, they bring in Santana, and then the Yankees bring in Stanton.
Oh, I have my premonition.
Okay.
Jesus. Brantley?
Yeah?
Gets, like, stoked today.
Oh, you think so?
I don't know if it's out and out at the plate or if he throws out a runner or if somebody hits, like, a big double when he's on base. But Brantley, like, let's go. Like, the most excitement we've seen on the field this year.
Yeah, I am taking credit for my premonition yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it.
They had an interaction.
They sure did.
Yeah. There's a double high
almost
five,
as
double
normal
pack.
As it could be for those two.
No.
It's almost
synchronized
as
high five pat. It's just like they were in rhythm. A lot of people were saying they were in lockstep. I heard that a lot.
Yeah. What's your promo?
That Stan takes
Irvin Santana deep.
Yes. I'm just checking the game log here. Okay. See if they've ever faced each other. They had to. Irvin Santana's been in the league forever. And he's never hit a homer off him. So there you go.
Thank you for tuning in. We were doing the series recap after this, live after the series. Right now, we're going to go to JJR, John Boy Jake Radio. Special guest, Bobby Skinner. We've got a draft coming up, and it's going to start the show. Get ready! Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.